A multi-million dollar budget boost for Pharmac will only keep the lights on, warn patient advocates and doctors. The government today announced the drug buying agency's budget will top more than $6 billion over the next 4 years, which it says is needed to fix a funding shortfall of more than $1.7 billion left by the last government. But Pharmac admits any new medicines will need an additional cash injection. Ruth Hill went to the first ever National Medicines Summit at Parliament today, and she filed this report.
Emma Purchase, whose husband Chris died of bowel cancer in 2020, leaving her with a baby and a toddler, says the constant fundraising needed to pay for his treatment added to their stress and grief. Speaking to a hall full of doctors, sector leaders and the old politician today, the young widow said a full year of immunotherapy would have cost them $66,000.
When you're as desperate as we were, an extra few pain-free weeks for Chris would have been amazing. An extra year for him to spend with our children would seem like a miracle.
Fiona Tolich is a self-described medical refugee. The former Aucklander shifted her entire family to Australia earlier this year to get treatment for the disease spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA. In December, after years of lobbying, Pharmac agreed to fund the drug Spinraza for all SMA patients under the age of 18, 2 years after Australia did so.
And the time it took them to go from deferring to a high priority with the same evidence, we had children with feeding tubes inserted because they'd lost the ability to swallow. We had kids who had spinal rod surgery. We had children who were getting their first power chair because their legs failed them. And we had children who died.
Valuing Life is the name of the two-day conference co-hosted by Patient Voice Aotearoa and Medicines New Zealand. But attendees agreed today's funding announcement won't end the Give a Little pages or people moving to Australia to get the life-saving drugs they need. Pharmac Chief Executive Sarah Fitt says the $1.74 billion boost to the medicine buying agency's budget over 4 years will give it certainty over its funding. It allows it to continue work on continuous glucose monitors for diabetes and more treatments for people with myeloma.
This is very much around the funding of medicines that we already fund. And as I said, there's a small allowance for the CGMs and the myeloma treatments. Any funding for new medicines will be part of the Budget 24 announcement.
Associate Health Minister David Seymour can't say whether the budget at the end of May will include more money for medicines, including the 15 new cancer treatments to which the Coalition has committed.
Right now, we've inherited a fiscal cliff where we have to save the furniture. I mean, this is real. Pharmac would have been basically choosing not which new things to fund, but which things that people are currently getting they should take away. That is totally unacceptable.
Gastroenterologist Richard Stein, who also chairs Crohn's and Colitis New Zealand, spearheaded a campaign for better access for medicines for his patients that culminated in a march to Parliament in 2020 and a petition signed by 30,000 people. Stelara was finally funded from February this year for patients for whom other treatments have failed.
I think Pharmac is still very underfunded, and I don't expect any increases in budgets to actually make a huge difference. I think we need much more than actually is being promised.
Patient Voice Aotearoa Chair Malcolm Mulholland says it's a relief that New Zealand patients aren't going to lose access to medicines, but he wants a plan to close the gap with other countries.